relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What if thought with a positive contract, with positive ideas, with 8 reform steps in the opening day, and with 10 bills, that the press corps would have finally said, what a difference. What a change from 30-second attack ads. What a change from the usual lack of teamwork and lack of specificity. But instead, we've had the usual carping, the usual complaining, the usual negativism from an all-too-cynical Washington press corps, which attacks us for term limits, for balanced budget amendment. One columnist called our contract an airball. Now, I recognize, sadly, that the Washington press corps is all too often the Praetorian Guard of the left. But it tells you something. It tells you something about how out of touch they are with the American people, that every item in our contract is supported by 60% or more of the American people. Some of the items are supported as much as 80% of the American people. And outside Washington, this is a contract with Americans for America.
A contract with Americans for America. What a glorious reminder of what is possible even in the swamp. That clip from a sunny September day in 1994, of course, with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, tells us that, yes, there may be monsters in the fetid, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., but they can be slain. I'm so honored, delighted to have with us the man I deem to be the greatest political thinker and strategic mind in American politics today, Speaker Newt Gingrich. Welcome to America First One-on-One.
Well, thank you very much. And with that kind of an overwhelming introduction, how could I do anything but be happy to be with you?
Well, we shouldn't need to introduce you. I have this short bio that's on the back of your new book, Beyond Biden. I'll just mention one thing. Author of 41 books. enough said right there. I heard you speak just a few days ago at the Museum of the Bible here in Washington, D.C., an amazing institution, where some great people from Liberty University and elsewhere, Doug DeGroote and the former Republican Congressman Dave Bratt, had an idea for a new contract with America, like the one you penned, this time for the business interests that are so stymied by this new administration. And let's start with what you said during that invigorating speech. You talked about the need for a positive attitude, the cheery attitude. Talk to us about how the concept of the happy warrior, so embodied by Ronald Reagan, is all the more important now in a post-COVID age and with the trillions of dollars we see being wasted on Capitol Hill.
Well, look, I think one of my favorite terms is cheerful persistence. I think anything big takes persistence. But if you're cheerful, you are dramatically more likely to have people helping you get there. And I think that the objective fact is that 330 million free people, each endowed by their creator with the right to pursue happiness, create such momentum of creativity and excitement and enthusiasm and energy that despite the best efforts of the totalitarians on the left and the big government socialists and the woke radicals, that in the end, free people win out. And, I'll just give you one example. Elon Musk, who is a South African born of Canadian descent graduate of American universities who helped found PayPal, which is the base of his fortune, created SpaceX and went out and applied modern technology, modern techniques, unlike all of the big space companies that are really industrial era dinosaurs. He went out and began to modernize getting into space, both by having rockets that return to Earth and are reusable, and also because he's building a factory that'll produce 100 rockets a month in a system where that's unprecedented. Nobody's ever tried to do this. Well, the result's going to be we're going to be able to go from New York to Tokyo in about 2 hours. We're going to be able to have normal, everyday people go to the moon and Mars and to the asteroids. And all that, and next year, Elon by himself through SpaceX will launch more weight into space than the entire Chinese space program. And that's typical of what begins to happen. You arouse people into whatever they love most. They go out and they work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. The big things break through. So I am an optimist. And when I wrote Beyond Biden, it was to say to people, don't get mired down in the mess of a totally hopeless president, an even more hopeless vice president, and totally out of touch House and Senate Democrats. Rather, they're going to destroy themselves. And when they get done, we need to have a positive program, which is why for the first time since 1994, I actually favor a contract with America both in 2022 and in 2024, because I think that's what we need in order to be able to go out and do what's necessary for the country.
You used the word socialist, and you were very unabashed by what the Democrat Party has become in your speech at the Museum of the Bible. As the child of those who escaped a communist dictatorship, whose father was arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by the secret police, I've always been leery of and made fun of my fellow Americans when they use the word socialist or communist for events happening here in America. But I don't do that anymore. I look at the Green New Deal. I look at the Build Back Better. I look at the open borders. And I've arrived at a point where I don't think these words are hyperbole anymore. This really, talk to us comparatively, the 1990s and today, what has happened to the Democrat Party, Speaker Gingrich?
Well, I think it's very clear that the, almost like the Bolshevik takeover from Kerensky, in the second Russian Revolution, that you've had a hard left, partially, I think, because of the repudiation of Hillary Clinton and the rise of Bernie Sanders, who is a genuine, avowed, open socialist. I mean, you know, to describe Sanders as a socialist is not to defame him. It's the word he uses.
Yes.
And second, I think you have great disappointment in the Clinton presidency on the left, and disappointment in the Obama presidency. The hard left wants to change America into a radically different country. And they were tired of dealing with people who kept compromising. And so they somehow have managed to drive Biden into being the vehicle for genuine, deep radicalism. I point out to people, when Sanders brought forth a $3 trillion bill, in August, there was not a single moderate Democrat in the House or the Senate. Every single Democrat in both the House and Senate voted for Sanders' big government socialist bill. So if I say to somebody, you're clearly a big government socialist because on this date in the congressional record, it says you voted for this, that's not attacking them. That's simply reporting factually what they did. And I think you have to recognize these people have become very anti-free enterprise, very anti-small business, very much in favor of big government, willing to use the power of the state to coerce people into things they don't believe in. And these are all classic examples of what you get when you have socialism implemented. I mean, socialism as an idea is one thing. Socialism as big government is extraordinarily dangerous. And inevitably, this is a point Hayek made in The Road to Serfdom, it's in a sense the point that Orwell made both in 1984 and in Animal Farm. You know, that there's this underlying drive, because in order to make sure you do what they want, they have to constantly expand power, which is why you ended up with this insanity of the FBI looking at parents who go to school board meetings. I mean, that's a classic example of what happens, whether you're in Cuba or Venezuela or Zimbabwe or the old Soviet Union or the current China. That's what a totalitarian state is like.
Yeah, it's shocking to witness what has happened in just less than 11 months since the inauguration. We're discussing Speaker Newt Gingrich's new book, Beyond Biden. It is just freshly released. You can order it right now. Don't forget also to subscribe to his podcast, Newt's World, and to follow him at Gingrich360.com and on Twitter at Newt Gingrich. You are listening to America First One-on-One on the Salem Radio Network, with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump and also currently member of the Pentagon's National Security Education Board. Don't forget, if you enjoy especially our long-form interviews, to subscribe to our Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And wherever you get your podcasts, just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back one-on-one with Speaker Newt Gingrich in a second. We are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but not just me, people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. Shouldn't that be your story? It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. Liberate yourself. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You can now watch America First on TV, and I urge you to check us out. Go to salemnews.com or download the app today. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. That's Salem News Channel, the antidote to the lying legacy media. Welcome back to One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Speaker Newt Gingrich. Speaker Gingrich, as a resident of Virginia, I am, of course, buoyed. I am very excited by the recent victory of Glenn Youngkin, of his lieutenant governor, of his attorney general. What is? Can we read a broader significance into this for next year and for 2024, or is it rather sui generis? As a resident of the Commonwealth, I look at what happened here, and I see a businessman, not unlike President Trump, with no political background. He brought a business-like attitude to the campaign, talked about getting Virginia back to work. But in the last few weeks, because of those mothers you mentioned at the school boards, he very adroitly pivoted to this culture war issue of fighting critical race theory and vowed to ban it on his first day in office. Is that a model, or should Virginia be dealt with as something unique?
No, I think I watched Glenn's campaign closely and talked frequently with his campaign manager. I believe that the turning point of the campaign actually was when he went to a Loudoun County rally of 1,000 people who were upset about the schools. And then in the debate, when former Governor Terry McAuliffe said that there was no place for parents in schools, and that was electrifying. And as you pointed out, Glenn, as a businessman, had built a good campaign team, and they actually had something up on the air by the next morning.
Yes.
And just drove home for everybody in Virginia that Terry McAuliffe thought that there was no place for parents in schools. And that, I think, became the signal moment that began to change everything. Now, Youngkin also did a very adroit job of having Trump's help in rural and southern Virginia, where he's extraordinarily popular, without having Trump campaign in Arlington and Fairfax County, where he's unpopular. And so Youngkin was able to pick up all the support in the suburban counties from people who were upset about the schools, while picking up all the support in rural and small town Virginia from everybody who was pro-Trump. And putting the two together is what made for the victory. And of course, he had a African-American in Winsome Sears, who was a Jamaican, came to the U.S., I think, at 7 years of age, became an American citizen, joined the Marine Corps, loves America. She's the lieutenant governor. He had Jason Mieres, a Latino who is the son of Cuban refugees. So you had this ticket, which was more like the old-time Democrats than it was like a classic Republican ticket. And their popularity was such that they carried back into a majority the Republicans in the legislature. So I think there is a big example there. The other big example, I must say, is Ed Doerr Jr., who is a truck driver who went to get a concealed carry permit for his pistol, was turned down even though he had a perfect record, got very angry, ran against the state Senate president who'd gotten 58% almost 59% last time, and beat him in a campaign in which Doerr spent $2,300, most of it at Dunkin' Donuts on coffee and donuts for his volunteers, and the rest of it on buying print handouts that they could use. The president of the Senate spent over $1 million. But you could tell people were walking in saying, not him. And I think that's what's coming for next year, because it's not working. I mean, everybody who fills up their car or their truck knows this ain't working. Everybody's going to buy Thanksgiving dinner next week knows this ain't working. Everybody who watches 1,400,000 illegal immigrants come in with no testing for COVID and with their own government refusing to tell them where they're going, that's not working. So you can go down a list of things that aren't working. And I think that they are grinding up the Democrats, candidly.
Virginia is, of course, an incredible result. New Jersey, even more so, given that a 16-point lead that Biden had last year. But we still have this issue of election integrity. You devote a whole chapter to it in your new book, Beyond Biden. You list the challenges: voter identification, voter rolls, absentee ballots. If COVID is still with us, or if there's a COVID-22 or COVID-23, how concerned are you that there will be rampant irregularities next year or in 2024? In other words, is the GOP, is the RNC, are the state legislatures doing the requisite work to ensure that every vote is a legal vote?
Well, I would say, for example, in Virginia, that there was an all-out effort to make sure we had enough lawyers and enough poll watchers, and nobody has alleged any significant irregularity. I think in New Jersey, the same thing happened. They had lots and lots. They have figured out after losing in 2020 that they had to be much more militant. In about 25 Republican states, they've actually passed a lot of legislative election reform. And I think that they will have clean elections. And I want to emphasize, we are committed, Republicans are committed to every American citizen being able to vote.
Yes.
But we want to make sure that we know who you are. We want to make sure that you are a legal citizen. And we want to make sure that your vote isn't canceled by somebody who's cheating. And there are a couple of states. I mean, in my home state of Georgia, there's no question that Fulton County, which is our biggest county, had very corrupt election last time. And I think you're going to see a very intense effort to monitor Fulton County this time. And that may well cost the Democrats 20 or 30,000 votes. Unfortunately, their model requires them to be able to steal close elections. And I've always said that the challenge for Republicans is to win by a margin large enough that they can't steal it. And I think We've learned that lesson. I think probably, I want to qualify this, if people show up as poll watchers, and if we have enough lawyers who are aggressive, we will probably have a relatively honest election in 2022, learning from the degree to which 2020 was rigged.
And if it is fair and free, or we can minimize the fraud in places like Chicago, Philadelphia, and elsewhere, what is your expectation for the House and the Senate, the results in next year?
Well, I just did a newsletter yesterday at Gingrich360.com, in which I talked about the coming of a tsunami. The latest Rasmussen poll had, there's a thing called a generic ballot for our audience. That means, are you likely to vote Democrat or Republican? So it's, you know, which of the two are you likely to do? We in Rasmussen this week, we had a 13% Republican advantage, which is the largest in history.
Wow.
There were three other polls that had us at 10 and 8% earlier in the week. If we actually were to end up, and I'm not saying we will, but if we were to end up with a 13% advantage, we probably would carry 100 seats. It would be the most crushing defeat since the early 1920s. And in fact, Michael Barone, who I regard as one of the greatest of all American political analysts, just did a column that said if the Democrats don't change course, they're going to see a Republican 1920s style victory. And that would imply potentially 100 seats, which would give McCarthy the largest Republican margin by something like 80 or 90 years.
More One-on-One with Newt Gingrich after these messages. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have giant box stores or any shopping channels. They've been instead targeted by cancel culture, but now they want to pass on big savings directly to you. Get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with promo code GORKA. Or king-size pillows, usually $89.98, now only $29.98 with my promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to actual beds. Promo code GORKA also works at mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
We're back One-on-One. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Newt Gingrich. Speaker Gingrich, let's talk about my former boss, the 45th President of the United States. To you, what did his victory in 2016 mean? I find it amusing that as an immigrant to this nation, I have to remind my fellow Americans that it was the first time in our republic's history that we elected a non-politician or a non-retired military officer to the highest post in the land. How much, for you, did he change American politics inexorably?
Well, I think if you look at Glenn Youngkin's victory, you see an example of it. I mean, Youngkin campaigned on lowering taxes, less regulation, more jobs. He campaigned on taking on the culture war, things that I think certainly on the culture war front, the traditional Republicans would never have touched. Trump, I think, I thought it was an extraordinarily important victory because I always tell people, it's not that Trump is a great conservative. I don't think he sat around reading Bill Buckley and trying to understand theoretical conservatism. But Trump was the most effective anti-liberal I've ever seen.
Yes. I
mean, he just applied common sense and he acted. He did things all day, every day. And he was steadily, methodically taking apart the left's world, which is why they hated him. and why they rigged the election and spent so much time, you know, for so literally from before his election. I mean, the first article in the Washington Post on impeachment is like April of 2016. And the day that he is being inaugurated, there's an article in the Post on impeachment. And the day after his inauguration, there is a huge crowd. And Madonna talks about how she envisions the White House getting blown up as a positive experience. And it was an unending four-year war, in part because Trump is a genuine threat. He's the first time, I think, since Andrew Jackson, that you've had a genuine threat to the establishment that is potentially capable of profoundly shifting the country in ways that would be unthinkable for a normal politician.
No, I couldn't agree more. However, he did face two impeachments and members of his administration at the highest level trying to undermine him. So let me ask you, as somebody who's been in American politics as a leader for decades, are we doing enough organically as a movement to build that bench? I was a deputy assistant to the president. I found people at my rank in the White House who hated their boss, weren't forced to be a political appointee. Are we developing enough people who will actually cleave to the vision of the next man elected into the White House as a Republican? Are you concerned?
Well, I'm concerned, but I think it can be done. Part of the difference I try to remind people is that Trump came out of nowhere in 2015 and beat 15 other people for the nomination and turned around and then beat Hillary Clinton for the general election and had practically no time to think about transition and taking over the government. Ronald Reagan gave his first great national speech in October of 1964, ran for governor in 1966, served 8 years as governor, 2 terms, ran 3 times for president. And by the time he was sworn in 1981, he had literally had 16 years to develop a farm team, to develop a transition plan, to work with the Heritage Foundation, which produced a book called Mandate for Change, in which 250 experts wrote about how they would fix the U.S. government. And basically, he hired almost all 250 and put them in the positions they just written about. So there was a power and a momentum to Reagan. I think now that if we start sometime in the spring of 2024, once we have a nominee, we will be able to develop the kind of in-depth analysis and the kind of in-depth planning that will allow us to have the right kind of test. I mean, there's no question that a large number of the people in key positions actively undermine Trump and dislike Trump. They wanted the job, but they didn't want the responsibility. And I think that we have to have a much more rigorous personnel system next time. But I think that's the nature of these kind of movements. When somebody emerges out of nowhere, you have a limited amount of things you can get done. And he did a pretty good job of focusing on the really big ones. But in the process, he still had far too many people who deeply disliked him and who were prepared to undermine his administration.
Well, we have 2 years to work on it, but we have to start soon. The new book by Speaker Gingrich is Beyond Biden. You can get it right now. Also, you should bookmark his webpage, gingrich360.com, and subscribe to Newt's World, his podcast. Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be? There are so many reasons to take Balance of Nature, but that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables. You know you need to eat fruit. But very rarely do we eat enough. These six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious. Do it for your loved ones. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Speaker Gingrich. When I joined the White House, when I got my clearances, I'd come in to deal with counterterrorism, things like the ISIS defeat ISIS plan. But I realized very soon that there's only one strategic level peer threat we face, and that is China. I know you approve of what President Trump did during his first 4 years. What would the next Republican administration have to do with this, the largest communist regime in the world? So China, number one. Secondly, internally, and this returns to the question of election integrity, big tech. When we see a president with 90 million followers being just memory hold on Twitter, when we see Mark Zuckerberg drop $400 million to privatize aspects of the last election, this clearly is a threat to the integrity of the polity that is the United States. So the next administration, the GOP writ large, when it comes to the external threat of China and the internal threat of big tech, what would you say to President Trump?
Well, I'd say, first of all, look, big tech's the easier of the two. Simply make them common carriers and make it an ability to sue for triple damages, and you'll overnight see them change their behavior. But that's going to be a big fight. But there's no excuse. When you have a system like Twitter, which knocks off a person who got 73 million votes, knocks off the oldest and fourth largest newspaper in America, the New York Post, founded by Alexander Hamilton, but allows the Taliban spokesperson to stay on, you know the system is just plain sick. So I think we need to have, I don't want government involved, but I think we need to create an opportunity for individuals and companies to protect themselves in court. And if you could sue for triple damages, the New York Post alone would have gotten a huge amount of money out of the way they were treated in 2020.
You mean with regards to the Hunter Biden laptop story being censored?
I mean they basically took the New York Post off of Twitter and off of Facebook for the last 2.5 weeks of the campaign. Well, that clearly had a demonstrable economic damage attached to it, and if they could have sued for triple damages, which you can do under some circumstances, all of a sudden those big companies would have been a lot more cautious about that. Plus, the act of suing gives you the right of discovery, and you can now start finding out what their internal memos were and how they were doing things. And I think they would do almost anything to avoid that. Second, in terms of China, I think the first thing we have to do is benchmark over the next 20 years what will being stronger and more capable than China require. And when we benchmark, I think the reason I say I have to benchmark is I think there are a lot of things people don't think about that go into our ability to successfully compete with China. I think the biggest single weakness actually is our education system.
Yes.
When you have five schools in Baltimore in which not a single child has passed the state exam, you know, first of all, that you are crippling the future of these children. You know, second, that you can't possibly compete with China if you have a workforce that can't read, can't write, and can't do math. So I think we would discover it's more than just a military problem. It's also large chunks of modernizing the culture and modernizing the society. And if we don't do it, I think we face a very real risk of losing to China and ending up in a situation where we literally will lose our freedom.
And to all those out there, our 3 million listeners, plus everybody else who's watching on the video stream, you can do your part. Start by not buying Chinese goods. I know it's difficult, but at least we have started our part. We have lent into this issue. Everything at our store, sebgorkastore.com, is made in America. The T-shirts, the mugs, the tumblers, even our Let's Go Brandon hats. You can send a message to the people around you that you believe in America first and buy products that are exclusively made in the US of A. That's sebgorkastore.com, sebgorkastore.com. Your new book, Speaker Gingrich, is called Beyond Biden, available now. And in the description, it talks of the forces of anti-Americanism. I came to a conclusion 2 weeks ago. I may sound obvious, but I'm trying to understand that the depth of hatred and vituperation evinced against my former boss, President Trump, to this day. And I came to this conclusion. Everybody who hates him so much also seems to hate America. Is there some tissue of connection there? Is it simply his love of America that means that the elites that see America as the problem have to hate politicians who like America or love America?
Well, I think when you have Make America Great Again as a slogan, and you campaign on a put America first and an America-centric model, and you are proud of the national anthem and you're proud to say the Pledge of Allegiance, all those things add up. And if you're a hardcore left-wing woke radical, you just hate it. You think of America as an evil country. You think of America as a racist country. You think of America as a place that is unworthy of the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that those people, Trump's very existence offends them. It's not any one thing he does, but it's the degree to which he personifies the classic hardworking, roll-up-your-sleeves Americans who made this country so extraordinary. And I do find it amazing that people who have very good lives because they were able to live and work in America, then resent the very country. But I watched, for example, one of the members of Congress is from Somalia. Now, she has to know, because she came when, you know, years ago, but nonetheless, she has to know that life in America is radically better than Somalia, that her freedoms are dramatically greater, particularly as a woman, and that, in fact, there's no reason for her to be angry at the United States. And yet she seems to so resent the very country which has given her liberty and given her prosperity and given her safety that it is almost, I think, a psychological problem, not a political problem. That these are people who have a psychosis. But I think there's something to that, that these are people who are just so angry and so wrapped up in themselves that they can't cope with a normal life.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The most awesome pipes in talk radio. Sebastian Gorka.
We're back one-on-one. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Newt Gingrich. What was it you said at that event at the museum? You said that when you were a speaker, or there was a certain year, where you ran candidates, the Republican candidates ran candidates, the Republican Party ran candidates everywhere bar three or four seats, correct?
In 1994, we broke with the tradition of trying to be clever, and we ran candidates in 432 congressional districts.
Wow.
We beat Chairman Ross Tinkowski of the Ways and Means Committee in downtown Chicago. We beat Speaker Foley in Spokane, Washington. And we beat the Jack Brooks, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, in the Houston suburbs. No technical expert would have said we could do that. And that's why we ran everybody, because we didn't know who was going to win. But we knew that if we got a tidal wave, that a lot of people would come in if you had people on the ballot. And I would say the same thing this coming year, that we this could be a magic year where there really is a gigantic tsunami.
And to use a Cold War phrase, what is the correlation of forces between the new America First, MAGA, post-Tea Party type of Republican and the old guard, the Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Bill Kristol? Is the new populist conservatism winning right now?
Yeah, I would say it's probably 70-30 or 80-20. You know, and again, when you have these kind of profound upheavals, you're going to have remnants of the old order. And that's just natural. And most of those remnants in the end are going to go along with you. And a few of them are going to leave and join the other party. But I think you're seeing a nationwide rebellion against obsolete bureaucratic government. And I think you're seeing a nationwide rebellion against big government socialism. And I think you're seeing a nationwide rebellion against radical wokeism and all those. And then frankly, the great problem for the Democrats, you know, which was captured, I thought, perfectly by Ted Cruz, who said that Biden's problem is that he combines the incompetence of Jimmy Carter, the radicalism of George McGovern. And I think that's pretty accurate. And so, you know, the best theme next year may be this isn't working. I mean, you may be able to build the biggest possible coalition around the simple question, do you think this is working?
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, I am saddened that we have run out of time. I'm also saddened that America only has one Newt Gingrich. But here's the good news. You can listen to his podcast. You can follow him. Go to his website. Order his book right now, Beyond Biden. It's already a bestseller. Go to his podcast. It's Newt's World, and also his webpage, Gingrich360.com, and Twitter, at Newt Gingrich. God bless you, Speaker Gingrich. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm Sebastian Gorka. As ever, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.